It is Thursday, December 12, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
On the phone with us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I promise I'll be home tomorrow, guys.
Well, we'll welcome you back with open arms.
Thank you. But today we'll talk about things to do tomorrow.
All right.
The Perfect Harmony Women's Barbershop Chorus is presenting a holiday program tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Mildred B. Cooper Memorial Chapel in Bella Vista. It is a free performance. It's at 1 o'clock.
You know, generally, I don't mean to be sexist. I don't mean to jump to conclusions. But generally, you think of barbershop chorus, you think of men, don't you?
That's all I've ever heard.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Excellent.
And it's a wonderful thing to do in the afternoon if you happen to be free.
There you go.
And then, if you happen to be free on the northern end of our listening area, northeast, you can go to the 47th Silver Tea hosted by the women of St. James Episcopal Church in Eureka Springs.
And you've had an extra week to prepare.
Exactly. It got postponed last week. But it will take place at the Crescent Hotel from 1:30 to 3:30. It's very elegant and very fun. Admission is by donation, and proceeds go to Clear Spring School.
Fun.
And from 5:30 to 8:30, also postponed, open house at the Drennan Scott Historic Site in Van Buren.
Right. That was supposed to happen last weekend as well, but now is happening this weekend.
Carriage rides, live music, wassail, eggnog, 5:30 to 8:30 at 221 North 3rd Street in Van Buren.
Perfect. Thank you.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.